and you're listening to a WNBA State of Mind, stay tuned for a short commercial break.
Recording has started.
Hi, everyone. It's the second episode and the second season of WNBA State of Mind. So let's take a look inside at Dr. Jen Welter, best known as a groundbreaking on the football field as a linebacker coach. And I remember that. I remember that announcement with the Arizona Cardinals, and also coached women's tackle football in Australia. She's shaping her legacy to be an impact on girls around the nation with her innovative flag football camps in Dallas. Now, these aren't all of them. Boston, Houston, New York, Atlanta, Miami, and Los Angeles. That's just to name a few. Dr. Jen, welcome to a WNBA State of Mind, where we mainly discuss basketball, but we love other sports. Today we have an all-star cast of ballers, which makes for a great show. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I often tell people, in my mind, I am XXL. In my body, I'm only about 5'2". So I'm going to join you in that WNBA State of Mind today and be my biggest self.
Go ahead. You better do it. You already are your biggest self. It doesn't matter how big, how small. You know, I had a teammate, Debbie Black, probably the same height as you, 5'2", 5'3". And, you know, she was probably like a three-time or two-time WNBA, like, all-star, you know, all-defensive team, ABL, two-time all-star, you know. And she was the smallest one on the court, tough cat out of Philadelphia. So, you know, she used to get it in. So it doesn't matter how tall you are, it's how mighty your heart is. Dr. Jen, I'm so happy to have you here. I remember seeing you on TV, and I was like, man, talk about breaking the glass ceiling, you know, for all of us. And to have you on the show today is absolutely fantastic. And please elaborate on anything that I missed upon introduction, because looking at your bio is vast.
Well, I got into the world of men's pro football by first learning it from the ladies, right? Had the opportunity to win two gold medals with Team USA on the first and second women's U.S. national team after about a 14-year women's career. Then actually played men's tackle football. And those guys taught me a lot about myself. And one of those things was they saw me as a football person. And Wendell Davis says, you have to coach my football team. And I remember saying no, because girls didn't coach football. And so it's so important to me, because it's so important to me that we see things differently and that other people see us, and how much representation matters, because I lived that limitation in myself. There was nobody who looked like me that was coaching football at that time. So it wasn't something I even imagined. And the beauty of every time one of those barriers is broken is that it gives kids permission to dream bigger, right? To see a world not as it has been, but what it can be. And I think about, man, these girls now that I have an opportunity to work with Gridiron Girls, and I think, I just can't wait to see how far they go, right? Because I don't want them to try and walk in my shoes. Shoot, they should stomp past my footprints, right? Because they got to dream it earlier. They got to play it earlier. I didn't get to play football till I was 22 years old.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to piggyback off of what you said and your club that you have, you know, how did you come up with the concept of the Gridiron Girls?
Well, Gridiron is what they call football in Australia. So I was the head coach of the first women's Australian national team in 2017. And it was so interesting because, you know, they have five codes of football over there. They have Aussie rules football, they have rugby league, they have rugby union, they have soccer, and then they have American football, which they call Gridiron. And You know, it was just such a statement to me to put Gridiron, which is this toughness, this world, right, with girls. Because that's what people weren't seeing, is that girls could be a part of the Gridiron. And why not give them the same opportunity? It's not like, it shouldn't be hard to imagine, right? If football is America's game, which they like to call it, right? Then why would America's game only be for half the population, right? It never made sense to me. So people would often tell me girls don't want to play football. And I'm like, no, girls have never had the opportunity to decide if they like football or if they're good at it with access to coaching. And so why not bring them out on the field and give them the opportunity to learn the game just like we would with boys? To me, it wasn't really that innovative. It was kind of like, why doesn't this exist? And so we're now, gosh, I've done 43 Gridiron Girls camps all across the country. And by the end of October, we'll have done 47 in just over 4 years. Now, if you take COVID out of there, it's about 2.5 years.
Wow, that's absolutely fantastic. And when I looked at your Instagram page and I just saw those babies on there, it's so cute. Now, don't get me wrong, there's also other older girls on there, but just to see those babies on there and the looks on their face when they're trying to achieve something or trying to run the football or grab the flag, they're just so cute. And that energy right there, you just can't help but want to support, you know. And so with that said, what are some of the hardships that you face promoting women's football in today, in 2021?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the only sport that doesn't have parity at any level, from the littlest babies to the biggest baddies, right? There just are not the same opportunities for girls and women. So one of the problems or the challenges, right, for the young girls is what women could they aspire to be, right? You have the WNBA for young girls who want a ball. They could look at you and say, man, I could play in the WNBA. Now, granted, they don't get paid like the men do, and we can go down that road, but at least they get to see it and they get to dream on it, and they could get a college scholarship and they can play in high school and they can have similar opportunities, even though they're not getting as much from those opportunities. But from girls, like until 2015, right? Until I joined the Arizona Cardinals just 6 years ago, the NFL was the no female league. There was no place in space that girls could look at and say, I want to be her in football. So it makes it harder to set your intentions early, right? Now you have some women's tackle football leagues that are finally starting to get some attention, but the girls can't make a living off playing. And so that's a challenge. You do have women in the NFL that the girls can see, but it's definitely still the minority. College just last year, okay, think about this from a basketball perspective. Think about how many years ago this was. Just last year, for the first time in the history of the game, a girl could get a college scholarship to play flag football. And that was just in the NAIA. So for the first time in the history of football, a girl could change the trajectory of her life through education by playing the game of football. We're talking 2020, right? Like, how is that even a reality that just this past year, that dynamic was different, right? Like, I went to the first girls' championship earlier this year, and I was so proud and yet so stricken by the contrast between the doors for girls and those for boys, right? Like, and I watched some of those girls who got their start with me, right? I can think of, like, we do a camp every year in Miami with Uncle Luke in Liberty City. You know, Luke down there is like the mayor. And the mayor is happy that the girls are finally getting opportunities. But when we had those girls in, I think it was November 11th, 2019, I remember them saying, but coach, football can't get me anywhere. And then I heard the announcement the next year when it was going to be a collegiate sport. And some of those same girls were the ones who are now leading the charge. And I thought, this is what we fight for. But why now are we still having these fights for girls? And why do people still look at me crazy when they say, oh, you have a football camp, wait, for girls? And I'm like, yeah. And they need to see it and they need to understand it. And then you have people who are still scared of tackle too. But to think that this game uniquely is so gender specific, it's mind boggling to me.
Take a sip of water on that one right there. I can tell you. I know. And it resonates with me, and I understand, you know, being a female and understanding those barriers and the glass ceilings that are there. But, you know, you're listening to a WNBA State of Mind. I got Dr. Jen Welter on here. We're discussing girls, women's flag football. And for those of you who just joined in, and you know, I appreciate you coming on and having this conversation. And it's these types of shows that I like to do because it helps to expose the sport and it helps you guys to grow. And anytime that you want to come back, you're more than welcome to come back and promote your league or to promote a camp at any time. Just thank you. And it leads me right to the next question. When you think about, and I think I read somewhere where Adidas was a partnership of yours, but when you think about partnerships to get involved with, who else comes to mind? Who else would be the perfect target for girls / women's flag football?
Well, thank you for highlighting Adidas. They have been amazing to us for the past 3 years. These camps wouldn't be possible without their investment in me and their investment in the girls. They fully fund the tour that we're on now and make sure that the girls look good in the process. So all that gear is thanks to Adidas. But you know, when I look at potential partners, I say, who couldn't be? What company has a vested interest in seeing girls do well? Well, I would hope that was all of us, right? But whether it was, you know, is it a water company? Is it a, you know, is it a Gatorade? Is it a snack company? Is it any market that wants to see girls living confidently their best life, right? Like, and to know, as we say, there is no game they cannot play and no field they do not belong in or on. That's what we teach them. Because if this is the place and the space that they're not supposed to go, if this is the sport that you're not supposed to play, then when we change this sport, can't we change their whole mindset, right? Can't we show them that, hey, even if you don't want to play football, you could do that here. So my challenge would be any brand that wants to see girls breaking out of their own personal mindset, right? Pushing to the next level of self. That's what we want. We want somebody who wants to reinvest in these babies and bring them to their best self. And I would hope there would be a lot of those. And I think one thing that's really important, and I know you've seen this from the WNBA side, please, 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 can we get past the fact that it's not just girl products, right? That these are people products and that you are supporting great people. It's not just a brand that is a feminine product. Not that we don't want them, but I got babies, right? So I've got little girls who don't need to think about those things yet. So let's make sure that we're treating them as great humans and that people realize that investing in our youth is something we need to do a whole lot of, especially coming out of this pandemic, right? You know, we talked about this offline. This has been so hard on kids. And that's why I literally you know, with the conversation on mental health that finally we're having, right? I put myself on the road for the entire month of October to get as many kids on the field and active and feeling good as possible, right? 7 camps in 7 cities in just the month of October. I'm going to need a vacation after this, but, you know, but these kids need it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Get them off of the streets, you know, teach them life skills, build their character. So many other things that you can do for a child on the other side of the athlete.
Yes. You know?
And there's a lot of building that we do as coaches in kids. And that's one thing that I always stick with. The kids are always a safe place, and it's always certain, you know, that there's someone out there that can use your help. And so I believe in it wholeheartedly. Hats off to you. Kudos to you for doing what you're doing. There seems to be a large interest in girls football. However, where would you, if there was one place, where would you like to see that growth?
I think there's a couple, right? We need to see it from the top. You know this, right? We as women at the top of our game, whatever game that we play, we deserve the same level of support in terms of media and exposure as the guys, because we need the girls to see that and to see women who are out there doing their thing and that are the instruments of success in their own lives, not simply the accessories to success in someone else's life. Right? We need girls to see that the hard work pays off, right? So we need more media outlets dedicated to highlighting all women doing the damn thing, right? Nothing against the housewives, but I want to see the house husbands, okay? Like, I need to see the women up on the front line. And we need to see that because it shows the girls that their dreams and their work are just as viable as the boys. And then in terms of opportunities, I want to see girls have the opportunity to aspire to play in the Olympics, right? 2028, could the girls play football in the Olympics? I think it's a viable goal. And then have every state offer girls varsity high school football and continue to grow the college game, so that they could change their life through the sport, right? I want you to be able to see that this is a path to not only hopefully that upper level dream, but to education. Because if you can get that education, then you know this as well as I do. Even if you're not a player, which the odds say that you know, will likely not go pro. And full disclosure, I mean, the most I ever made in women's tackle football was $1 a game. So baby, don't let that be your only goal. But if this game could take you to an education, that is priceless, because what you do with that investment is up to you.
I agree with you 100%. We're going to end on that one right there. Okay, if you can get your education, you know, and the bottom line is, the best thing that I could ever do for my mother and my father was to go out there and get a scholarship, you know. And in this day and age, school is triple, quadruple the cost that it cost when we went to school. So if you can get the opportunity, then go out there and do the damn thing, like you said. Now, how can people contact you on social media? Any new things you want to share?
Yeah, for sure. So on Instagram, I am Welcher47. Or the Gridiron Girls, so it's Gridiron with 3 R's, because we kind of put the grr in there, like, what do you mean we can't play? And you'll see this is the logo, which is fingernails through a football. And I drew that myself, because I was so sick of that, like, we can't do this. So the Gridiron Girls with 3 R's, but you can always find that on Welcher47, at JWelcher47 on Twitter, Dr. Jen Welcher on Facebook, and jenwelcher.com. And, you know, I'm accessible through all of them. The camps are still open. We have, depending on when this comes out, y'all, it's Houston on the 16th, Kansas City on the 17th, Miami on the 24th, and we will round out with Baltimore on Halloween. So get in where you fit in, but definitely subscribe so that you know when we're coming to your city. Because if you want this, we want it for you. And I'm going to fight tooth and nail with all of my 5'2 self to continue to open those doors.
That's hot. That's hot.